Support for this broadcast of Two Rivers 30 Minutes comes in part from a grant from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes.
From TubeCityOnline.com, this is Two Rivers 30 Minutes, a weekly series of interviews with people making news around the McKeesport area. Produced by Tube City Community Media Incorporated, a nonprofit corporation. I'm Jason Toger, the executive director. On this show, we talk one-on-one with elected officials, community leaders, and others who are trying to make a difference in the Monyonk area. And we also take your questions and comments on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online.
For the last 5 years, the Woodland Hills School District has had a student summit. This year, did something a little bit different. They had it off campus at Penn State Greater Allegheny in McKeesport. Students participated from Aliquippa High School, Bell Vernon, Carlinton, City of Bridges, Greater Johnstown High School, Mount Lebanon, Penn Hills. I'm going to run out of time before I run out of the schools. Westinghouse, West Mifflin, Southside Areas, South Fayette, Seneca Valley, Pittsburgh Science and Tech Academy, Steel Valley, and of course, Woodland Hills High School. With us this morning to talk about it are three of the leaders of this year's summit, Jaslyn Sanders. Good morning, Jaslyn.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you to the PA announcer for jumping in there to be a guest this morning, too. Nathan Scott, good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
And Mia D'Amico. Good morning, Mia.
Hello.
All three of them are class of 2024 at Woodland Hills High School. Jaslyn, tell us, how many years now have you been involved in these student summits?
2 years now. Last year, I was a participant, and this year, I was a leader for the police relations group.
Okay. What did you like about it that you wanted to get involved for a second year in a row?
It was the year I was participating, it was just like a way that students were able to express themselves in groups of basically like the same people. We were just able to really be comfortable with each other to express those conflicting topics.
Nathan, same question over to you. How many years now have you been involved in these?
This is my second year. Same thing with me. I was a participant last year, and this year I was leading the police relations group.
Okay. What did you like about it that you did it 2 years in a row now?
I felt very inspired from being a participant last year, and I just wanted to use my voice this year on police relations.
Mia, same question. How many years have you been involved, and what brought you back again?
So I have also been involved for 2 years. I was a leader last year as well as this year for the mental health group. So it was just a beautiful experience to see a bunch of strangers get into a room and really, like, deep dive into their feelings, and especially how, you know, mental health affects them being in different areas and full of many different people, whether it be like economic, racial, and social background. So it was just a really safe space to see a bunch of people get together and really open up.
I'm going to throw it open to everybody at this point, because I don't want to like be calling on people. So feel free to jump in and talk to me or talk to one another. We're talking this morning to three members of the class of 2024 at Woodland Hills High School. Jaslyn Sanders, Nathan Scott, and Mia D'Amico. They were all leaders of the student summit that was held last week at Penn State Greater Allegheny campus in McKeesport. It's the fifth year in a row that Woodland Hills has held a student summit. About how many students were there? My understanding was something around 200?
Around 300.
About 300. Okay. And did I get the number of topics right there? Or did I read the list of topics correctly? Racial and social equity, police relations, mental health, creating positive change in schools, gun violence, humanitarian services, including disability awareness, which I think is interesting, LGBTQ issues, and animal and environmental considerations.
Right on.
How did it work? First of all, let me ask if you know, how did you select the different schools that participated? Have all these other schools, because I mean, Johnstown and Westmont are pretty far out there. How did you decide which schools participated? I see someone pointing to themselves.
Sorry, that is a me question.
That's a me question.
I'm from Johnstown. I'm an alumnus of Westmont Hilltop High School, and I pulled them in year three because I really wanted this to spread across different urban, rural, and suburban districts. So we this year had five counties, including, like, we referred out as Bell Vernon as well. So that's where the Johnstown connection came from.
This is audio only, so people can't see. But I really appreciate the effort that people are going through to do this with us this morning. That's Aaron Wall from Aaron is actually with Woodland Hills School District. Okay. But everybody is squeezing in to be on the one microphone. So I really do appreciate the effort that everybody's taking. Somebody's gonna put their hand up. How did it work? How did the event work? So what time did everybody arrive on March 7th at Greater Allegheny? And Jaslyn, Mia, Nathan, whoever wants to jump in.
We were supposed to arrive at around 9 a.m.
What's the level of planning that has to go into organizing something like this? I mean, I'm assuming you get a lot of help from teachers and staff at the school, but also students. You guys must have had a lot of meetings and stuff over this.
It is a lot of work. So we had two planning sessions, which included all of the leaders from each of our groups. And we all did independent work. Like we all had to come up with a materials list that we needed for any projects we were doing in our rooms. We had to create slideshows, informational sessions, all that stuff. And then we also got with, people from our school to just go over and practice all of our things. And we also sought to, like, I know a few of, like, myself and another girl, Aubrey Moon, I worked with in the mental health session. We talked with professionals on the subject just to make sure we had a deeper understanding of it. And we had to, you know, also make awareness for the actual mental health group session. So we did a lot of work with putting the word out there as well.
Who voted on the topics? Who decided on what topics would be covered in the sessions?
The leaders.
The students.
Like a brainstorming session? Everybody like sat around a whiteboard and like threw topic ideas out, or did people vote online? Or
It was more of online. There were topics from the past that we brought up, and then Miss Wall created a Google form for us, and then she gave us the opportunity to introduce more topics if we wanted to.
I don't want to bring up any sore subjects, but what were some topics that people suggested that you didn't use?
That's probably a me question, and at this point, I couldn't remember because it was about 8 months ago.
I feel like we combined a lot of things if they were thrown out, which we tried to incorporate a little bit of everything.
I want to get more into what happened in the sessions on March 7th, but again, I am going to go left to right again, and I'm going to ask you in order again to tell me a little bit about yourselves, where home is, and what your interests are. Jaslyn Sanders, over to you. What part of the district do you live in, and what are your interests?
I live in the Woodland Hills district, so East Pittsburgh area. Some of my interests would be softball, volleyball, you know, sports. And then I love watching movies, so anything of that topic.
What other extracurriculars or clubs are you involved with? You mentioned softball at Woodland Hills.
Yeah, I play softball at Woodland Hills. I'm a member of NHS, obviously a student for the summit. And I also play volleyball and flag football.
Nathan, over to you. What part of the district do you live in, and what are some of your interests?
I live in Forest Hills, so a couple minutes away from the high school. Some of my interests are I play basketball, I play varsity baseball, I'm in the orchestra, I play cello, I'm the senior class president, I'm the treasurer of NHS. Hold up. I'm missing something.
As if that's not enough.
I think that I can't remember, but basically.
I could talk to you for half an hour about playing the cello. I don't play the cello, but I have a friend who does. And, like, she has this little tiny car, and trying to get her cello into this little tiny car just cracks me up every single time. I don't know if you drive yet or not, but...
I do.
Okay, so that must be still a challenge to, like, get a cello into a car.
Absolutely.
Especially, 100%. Probably was an even bigger challenge, like, on a bus, right? The school bus, right?
Absolutely.
Mia, same question. What part of the district are you from, and what are some of your interests?
So I also live in Forest Hills. I'm a lifeguard at the Forest Hills Community Pool, as well as here for the Woodland Hills Aquatic Team. I teach swim lessons. I am an avid member of the Woodland Hills Theater Department. So this year we're putting on a pilot production. So if anybody wants to come see that, it's the last weekend of April and 1st of May. I am the captain of the...
What's the name of the play?
It's called Wonderland, so it's the first ever high school production of it.
Okay.
It's going to be really cool. So I also am the percussion captain in the marching band. I am the rifle team captain. I'm on the golf team. Future Business Leaders of America, student council, the student leader for the summit.
There's an old saying all three of you make me think of, which is if you want something done, you have to ask a busy person, and all three of you are
there. Yeah.
We're going to take a 30-second break. So tell the administration office if they want to make an announcement over the PA system, now is the time to do it. So let's take a 30-second break. When we come back, I want to talk about the individual sessions that each of you sat in on, okay?
Okay.
We're talking about the Woodland Hills Student Summit that was held March 7th at Penn State Greater Allegheny Campus. So as you're hearing this, was last week. Three of the student organizers are with us this morning, giving up part of their free period this day. Jaslyn Sanders, Nathan Scott, and Mia D'Amico are all members of the Class of 2024 at Woodland Hills. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Two Rivers 30 Minutes. We'll be right back.
Support for this broadcast comes from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes. Since 1866, Striffler's has provided compassionate, professional memorial services for families in White Oak, McKeesport, Dravosburg, Portview, and the surrounding areas. Striffler's offers comprehensive pre-planning services and aftercare. And through its affiliated company, Design Monuments, Striffler's also provides permanent markers and memorials crafted in stone, bronze, and other high-quality materials. Learn more at strifflers.com or call 412-678-6191.
Welcome back. We are talking to members of the class of 2024 at Woodland Hills High School about the Student Summit. This is the fifth time that Woodland Hills School District has held a Student Summit for high schools from throughout the area. Actually, from three different counties participated in this Student Summit that was held March 7th at Penn State Greater Allegheny in McKeesport. Topics included racial and social equity, police relations, mental health, creating positive change in your schools, gun violence, humanitarian services, including disability awareness, LGBTQ issues, and animal and environmental considerations. Jaslyn and Nathan, I think you said you were on the police relations committee. Was that it? Am I right about that? Describe your interactions with the police. There's been a big spotlight on police over the last 5 or 6 years. Talk to me a little bit about why that was a focus of one of the committees at the Student Summit.
I just think it's a very controversial topic that's going on in society. And so I feel like, as a student, I wanted to get my voice out there and just create like a comfortable environment for other students that have the same ideas that I do, and so that we would be able to discuss with each other on what we think the topic.
And not only that, but we also wanted to like help build positive relationships with police officers ourselves so that we can produce that type of image onto others to see that not all cops are bad. Or even if you have negative experiences or connotation with the cops, that they're still humans, just like us.
I thought we were being censored for a second there. So how long was each session? And did people break out into different, like, they could choose which ones they wanted to go to? Or did everybody go to all of them?
Students were able to choose three topics to go to. And so each session was around an hour.
Okay. And who led the discussions then?
We did, the students.
The student the leaders.
Yeah, okay. The leaders.
Mia, refresh my memory. You led a session on a different topic.
Yes, I led the mental health group.
Okay. Well, why was mental health one of the focuses, one of the selections for this year's Student Summit?
I think everybody just really, I mean, I hope they all enjoyed our lesson of last year, but I think especially as high school students, we all realize that mental health is a very serious topic in our world today, and that it needs to be voiced more, and we need to realize that every single person struggles with it. So I think it was refreshing for people to hear that, you know, they're not alone in that type of way.
All three of you, Jaslyn, Nathan, and Mia, are graduating. You're one of the first graduating classes, I would think, well, 23 and 22 also, but that were heavily impacted by the pandemic, right? For how long were you guys remote and not in classes during the pandemic?
Pretty much the entire freshman year.
Yeah.
We were online.
So that very important time when you're transitioning from middle school, junior high school to senior high school, your whole freshman year was remote because of the pandemic. Mia, I'm going to start with you. How did that affect you personally, being remote during this first year of high school?
It was probably one of the toughest things I've had to go through. Yeah. We touched on it a lot in the mental health group because cognitively, a lot of people believe that us as seniors are actually juniors on a mental level, especially academically. I mean, sitting in your room for months on end with no contact. I mean, I like watched my little brother have a drive-by birthday party, and it was, you know, devastating as children to have to be in a world where you can't actually be children. So it was a very hard struggle to come here as a sophomore and actually have a freshman mindset. But, you know, our teachers were very wonderful with realizing that they just have to teach differently now because students are different.
In my neighborhood, we had people who after school, they would sit at the ends of their like sidewalks or stoops or driveways and like yell across the street to each other. Like that was their interaction like after school. Same thing. Same question for you, Nathan. How were you affected by the pandemic?
I will say this. I didn't learn very much my freshman year.
No.
I didn't learn very much. I wasn't able to retain information like I normally would be able to. I will say once we came back, the transition going back into a classroom was rough. But after a while, you start getting used to it again. But it took a little bit of time to get used to it.
Well, not just not learning anything, because I had a hard time. I mean, I've been out of school for a while, but was working from home, and I had a hard time focusing sometimes on work at home. But it was also a scary time. Like, it was, you know, I would go to the store, something to be worried about. Like, and they were telling us at one time, like, wash the groceries when you got home. So it was like rinsing, like, and wiping boxes down when I got home and stuff. It was scary. Jaslyn, same question. Like, how did you cope with?
Honestly, it was probably one of the scariest times in my life. I mean, I thought the world was ending, and then I really did. On a school aspect, just like Nathan, I honestly didn't retain much information that was taught to me online. I probably retained maybe 50% of what I learned online. And it was hard, especially with like the science classes, because we weren't able to do labs. And like, even now my senior year, I'm still struggling a little bit, but there are a lot more resources now that there weren't. So just getting by now.
We have another 30-second break coming up. The time goes quickly, but I want to jump to another thing, because Jaslyn, you mentioned you live in East Pittsburgh, and we had a tragedy unfold there several years ago where a young man was killed in an interaction with a police officer. How did that come up during the discussions at the student summit? And if I can ask, how did you guys address that?
His specific case wasn't brought up, but there were many like that brought up. So we allowed the student to express themselves how they wanted. And then through that, we were able to give them like tips on how to cope with that. And also, if they were ever in a situation like that, we gave them tips to help them in that situation.
And not only that, we had Mr. Leon Ford help us with the session. So he went through what happened with him, which was very tragic. And he was able to give his perspective, which also helped in our discussion.
Tell folks, if they're listening, who Leon Ford is.
Leon Ford was a black man who was pulled over by a cop and ultimately shot. And he is paralyzed from the waist down. He's in a wheelchair. So he's basically an activist. For
the Cool Foundation,
the Here Foundation.
Yes, he goes around and tells his story. He has a book called The Unspeakable Hope, right? And he's a very inspiring person. So we were very glad to have him on our team.
Online, people use trigger warnings or content warnings, and I'm sorry I didn't say that before. I kind of brought this up, and I mean as seriously, because this is a triggery topic for people. It's scary. It's scary to interact with the police. It's scary to have those red and blue lights show up, especially if you're a driver. Nathan, you mentioned you're a new driver, showing up in your back, because you don't know what's going to happen. But I think Nathan or Jaslyn, one of you mentioned that you had some police officers involved in the discussion, and I'm wondering what their reaction was. That had to be hard for them to listen to, too.
It was, and it was hard for us to hear their perspective as well, because we have a negative perception of what they are. Just seeing all the stuff in the media with people that look like us, we have a negative perception of them. Yep. So hearing what they go through was hard for us, just as it was for them.
Changing topics, but same idea, but changing topics slightly over to Mia. Mental health can be hard for people to talk about, especially if they themselves are struggling. And probably every single person in the sound of my voice has struggled at some point or another with depression, anxiety, stress. You know, we talked about the stress of the pandemic. Did people have a hard time expressing their feelings? I mean, especially when you're in a group. I mean, you know some of the people, but some of the people are strangers in each of those sessions. How did people get over that, like, mental block of talking about their mental health?
Yeah, so we actually started off our discussion with all of the leaders, and we told them what we struggled with. So I think that was a very inviting way to kind of let everybody know that it was a safe space to talk about whatever they needed to talk about. And we set up our session in a way that it was about learning, but it was also about speaking. So they had a choice on whether they were if they chose to talk, they were allowed to. And if they chose not to, then that was completely fine. There was never any forcing. But we did have them participate in all of our activities. And we started with one that we had them draw what mental illness and mental health meant to them. And so when they went and explored everybody else's drawings, that was sort of our icebreaker on how other people view these types of, you know, hardships and illnesses. And so that was a nice way to see people actually express themselves without having to talk. So once we got deeper into the session, people were opening up a little bit more and discussing with not only the leaders, but also their participants about, you know, the different topics and what they drew and how they felt.
I want to pause right there. We have our last break now. And when I come back, I want to ask you what you wish people knew about Woodland Hills High School or about the Woodland Hills School District. I also want to ask what your future plans are for after school. And I want to ask about the feedback that you got from other students who participated in the Student Summit and what you hope will happen next year once you guys have moved on. Okay.
Okay.
We'll be back in 30 seconds to wrap things up.
Support for this broadcast comes from the City of McKeesport Fair Housing Office. Fair housing is your right, and the Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination in housing because of race, color, national origin, religion, sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, family status, or disability. That includes renting or buying a home, getting a mortgage, seeking housing assistance, or engaging in other housing-related activities. For more information about Fair Housing Act protections in the City of McKeesport, call 412-675-5020, extension 635.
What kind of feedback have you received from students, both within Woodland Hills and from other schools that participated?
Pretty much everything that we've seen has been positive. It was basically like thanking us for the courage to speak on the topics and also giving people a platform to speak their mind about those topics as well.
Yeah. People want to do it again. Like, was this open to all classes, or is this mostly juniors and seniors that participated?
It is open from 9 through 12th grade, but we do keep it at the high school level with, yeah, you know, the topics can sometimes be sensitive topics, so we keep it at the high school level.
Sure. Any permanent friendships? Like, did people exchange Instagram handles or TikTok handles or whatever?
Yes. Especially, I know a lot of people after our summit, we have an Instagram for the summit. So I do know after the summit, a lot of people followed our Instagram account as a way to connect with us after the summit.
Is there content up there that the public can see? What's the handle?
It's a public page.
What's the handle?
Woodland Hills Student Summit.
Woodland Hills Student. That's easy enough to remember. Woodland Hills Student Summit, if you are on Instagram. And is that on Threads as well, if people can follow it on Threads or just on Instagram? Okay.
I'm not that technologically savvy yet.
There we go. Okay. You can see the setup. People listening at home can't, but you can see the setup that I'm using here. Jaslyn, what are your plans after high school? What are you hoping to do?
After college, I plan to attend Mercyhurst University major in sports medicine and play softball for Mercyhurst. And then after that, I plan to get my doctorate's degree in physical therapy.
Mercyhurst is up in Erie?
Yes.
Yeah. Nathan, what are your plans after school?
I plan on attending West Virginia University in pursuit of a PhD in sport and exercise psychology.
Okay. Yeah. And Mia, what about you?
I'm not yet committed, but I think I plan to attend the University of South Carolina with a marketing, human resources, and theater degree.
What do you guys wish that people knew about Woodland Hills School District that they might not know?
everything.
It's not as bad as it seems. It's right. Really not. I feel like the media portrays us in such a bad way, and they only focus on the negative things that we do, that there is so much positive out there that they don't record and put on social media.
Personally, I love Woodland Hills. I love coming here, and the people here I think are amazing. And if I didn't attend Woodland Hills, I would be so shallow-minded, and I would not be prepared to be in the real world full of real people.
Yeah.
Because we are definitely not, what's the word?
Let's just say we're very diverse.
Yes.
Yes, that's the word, diverse.
It's so sorry.
I'm sorry. For me, I would say we don't only fight. Like, that's not the only thing we do. Like, our academics are top tier. Like, yeah. We have more AP classes available to our students than any other school in our region. So, like, we're up there academically. We're up there athletically. So,
musically.
I was just going to say musically, too. And theater, the theater program consistently competes in the Gene Kelly Awards. So musically, academically, athletically, I think I merged athletically and academically there for a second. Mia, give us a pitch again for Wonderland. When is that play happening?
So it's actually the first ever production. It's a pilot production. So we're one of two high schools to ever be putting it on. It is the last weekend of April. So it's April 25th, 26th, and 27th with two shows on the 27th. And then it is the first weekend of May, so I believe it's the second, third, and fourth?
Second week of May is, yeah, second,
the third, second, fourth. Third, and fourth, with two shows on the fourth.
Nathan, you mentioned that you play in the, is it the concert orchestra or the jazz orchestra at Woodland Hills?
Yes, sir.
Okay, when can we hear you guys?
I believe May 13th, I think. But Mia is going to double check that for me real quick.
There's 14th and a 16th concert.
I think 16th, actually. Sorry.
And Jaslyn, you are an athlete. Softball season is in full swing right now, I would assume, right?
Yes.
How's the season going so far?
Today is actually our first game that we have a scrimmage against Oakland Catholic. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay. Good luck. Go Wolverines. I went to Central. I have no love for Oakland Catholic, let me believe me. So anybody who's playing Oakland Catholic or Central Catholic, I'm rooting for the other team. So good day. Jaslyn Sanders, Nathan Scott, and Mia D'Amico were our guests this morning. They were student leaders at the Student Summit, the fifth annual Student Summit that was held by Woodland Hills High School this year for the first time, was held off campus at Penn State Greater Allegheny. In McKeesport, students participated from 16 different school districts, including rural, urban, and suburban, Aliquippa, Belle Vernon area, Carleton, City of Bridges, Greater Johnstown, Mount Lebanon, Penn Hills, Pittsburgh Science and Tech Academy, Seneca Valley. I sound like I'm doing the school closing list here. South Fayette, Southside area, Steel Valley High School, Westinghouse, West Mifflin, Westmont Hills High School, and of course, Woodland Hills High School was the host. I know you guys won't be around next year, I guess, but what do you hope, is the planning already underway for next year's Student Summit, and what do you hope they'll tackle next year?
I think we all have ideas for next year, but definitely not in full swing. And I'm not going to speak for the other two, but I'm assuming that we're all going to come back as alumni, because we saw many alumni there at this year's summit, and I know it's a very tight-knit group that loves to come back and support.
Have a great summer, and congratulations on your upcoming commencements, Jaslyn Sanders, Nathan Scott, and Mia D'Amico. And thank you for taking some time to talk with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you all for listening this morning to Two Rivers 30 Minutes, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. So long for now. You've been listening to Two Rivers 30 Minutes, copyright Tube City Community Media Incorporated. Opinions expressed on this program are not those of Tube City Community Media Incorporated. Listener support makes this program possible. If you'd like to make a tax-deductible contribution, please visit our website at tubecityonline.com and click on the donate link. You can also get a free subscription to this program and other podcasts at our website using Apple's iTunes or Stitcher.com. If you've got a question or comment, we hope you'll write to us. Our address is Tube City Community Media Incorporated, P.O. Box 94, McKeesport, PA, 15134. You can email us at tubecitytiger@gmail.com or call us at area code 412-614-9659. And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online. We'll